My name is Riddle. Here I am again with the new Punch Center story with a new valuable life lesson. But before starting the story, I snuggled down together and tucked up in a bag, feeling cozy and warm. Let's begin our story. Today is a story about the hermit and the mouse. There was a temple of Lord Shiva near a southern city. A holy hermit used to live and look after the temple. He would visit the city every day for alms and return in the evening for meal. He collected more than he required for himself and would keep the excess in bonds and distribute it among poor workers who cleaned and decorated the temple in return. A mouse who lived in the hole in the hermitage would creep in every day and steal some of the food from the bowl. When the hermit realized that a mouse has been stealing the food, he tried all ways to stop it. He hung the bowl as high as he could and even tried to beat the mouse with a stick. But the mouse would find some way to reach the bowl and steal some food. One day, a mendicant came to visit the temple and the sage, but the hermit was absent-minded and looked for an opportunity to hit the mouse with a stick. Let us come again. This made the mendicant angry. I will not visit your hermitage again, for you are giving only a vague and abstract reply. To buy queries, you seem to be preoccupied with something more important than talking to me. The hermit humbly explained his trouble and how the mouse keeps stealing from him. Somehow or the other, this mouse would even put a cat or a monkey to shame when it comes to jumping and reaching my bowl. I have tried everything. I keep hitting my bowl with my stick, even while talking to you to save the food I keep for my workers being stolen from the mouse. The mendicant understood the hermit's trouble and advised, a mouse that jumps more than it should be a mouse that is faster than the others. Must have some reason for it. I'm sure it must have accumulated a lot of food in his hole. This is the reason that the mouse feels exhausted and has the energy to jump so high. The mouse knows he has nothing to lose and thus nothing to fear. So the holy man and the mendicant concluded that if they can track the mouse to its hole, they will be able to reach a store of food. They decided to follow the tracks of the mouse. The very next morning, they followed the mouse tracks and arrived at the entrance of the hole. At once, they started digging with the pickaxe and uncovered a huge collection of food stored by the mouse, which it guarded. They collected the food and stored it safely in the temple. On the other hand, the mouse was very depressed on realizing the entire store of food that it had accumulated for so long had been lost. It felt deeply dejected and lost all its confidence. The mouse had no food and decided to jump for the bowl at nightfall. But when it tried to reach the ball, it realized that it had neither the strength nor the confidence to reach the bowl. During this time, the hermit charged it with a stick. It was so depressed that it was not able to react quickly and was hit. It was not a deadly blow, but it was hurt. Somehow it managed to escape them and left the temple at once. And Mouse decided not to return to the temple again. So the moral of the story is, strike at the source of the enemy's path to destroy him. So we will meet again with the new Panchatantra story. Till then, pray to God, stay healthy, stay safe, goodbye, sweet dreams, and love from Rela.